Next question is Diane, A-N-E, Margaret, M-A-R-G-R-A-T, M-A-R-G-A-R-A-T, Bashram, B-A-S-H-R-U-M, as in mama. Born 12/28/69. Oh, by the way, all these patients were seen today, which is 9/18. Diane is a 54-year-old woman with history of seizure disorder. Originally from California, lives in a group home, suffers from anxiety, schizoid reactive disorder. Patient says that he's very involved in her church and has found God and has made her very happy now. Feels like she has a new family. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's single, never been pregnant. Surgery, none. Allergy, Dilantin. Medication, Keppra 500 BID, Seroquel 50 once a day, folic acid 1 milligram a day, Clonopin 1 milligram PRN, Tegretol 500 BID, Vascepa, V-E-S-C-E-P-A 500 milligram BID. If you have system, weight loss, not eating, the caretaker states that she's lost a tremendous amount of weight. Recently, she was hospitalized 2 months ago with a hip fracture and a shoulder fracture and underwent rehab, and that may be part of the reason for the not eating. COVID immunization is up to date. Under review of system, put down she's ADL dependent, wears a diaper because at times it's hard for her to get to the toilet. Exam 150 over 70, pulses 92, respirations 18, a febrile, heart positive, strong positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, nuptials, AVD, skin shows, no rash around mucosa with vision. Here we have an assessment, 54-year-old woman with schizoid disorder, seizure disorder, weight loss, status post hip fracture, shoulder fracture with significant weight loss, anxiety, and hyperlipidemia. Patient is on numerous medications because of her psychiatric issues. Seizures appear to be controlled, period. Patient has had no recent changes in her condition except for the fractured hip and shoulder secondary to a fall, which caused her hospitalization and subsequent rehab. Given the degree of weight loss, despite the fact that she has lost so much weight, she doesn't meet the criteria for palliative or palliative care, and does not appear to be end stage, and does not appear to have less than 6 months to live. Thank you.